Sport on RTE Radio 1 with the all-new Kia Niro. Now at your local Kia dealer. For more, log on to kia.com.
And Darren Frett is with us with the sports news. Morning again, Darren.
Good morning, Gavin. A busy weekend and a very significant weekend for Irish sport. And we'll be reflecting on that record-breaking performance from our boxers and the draw for the Women's World Cup very shortly. But let's start with the news from overnight first. Rory McIlroy is the new world number one, and he has done it thanks to his victory in the CJ Cup in South Carolina last night. I think the big news here is getting back to those rankings for the first time in more than 2 years. It's his ninth time that he sat on top of the world rankings, but maybe this one, maybe it's one of the most significant. This is his 23rd victory, his career win on the PGA Tour, and it's been an incredible run of form for the last 6 months or so. He's come a really long way. Do you remember that emotional breakdown interview at the Ryder Cup? Well, he has come a long way since that, particularly in the last 6 months. And I think the emotion of it all caught up with him just after his final round as he walked off the 18th green yesterday.
It means a lot. I've worked so hard over the last 12 months to get myself back to this place. I feel like I'm enjoying the game as much as I ever have. I absolutely love the game of golf, and I think that, you know, when I go out there and I play with that joy, you know, it's definitely showed over these last 12 months, but it feels awesome. You know, I'm looking forward to celebrate with my team tonight and, you know, the next couple of weeks, because I think it's a big achievement. I'm really proud of myself right now, and I want to go and enjoy this.
What do you enjoy more about the game now?
I think just the journey of trying to get the best out of myself. I think that's the satisfying thing. I'd never feel like I've figured this game out. I don't think I ever will figure it out, but every day I wake up trying to get closer.
Yeah, I have to say, I really noticed that in his final round last night, watching it on television. There is a guy who is enjoying his sport once again. Now, the Irish women's boxing team are home following their record-breaking performance at the European Championships in Montenegro, and they brought home 7 medals, 3 gold, 2 silver, 2 bronze, and it represents our most successful international tournament ever. Kelly Harrington among the gold medal winners, and she's been telling Claire McNamara why she thinks boxing will go ahead at future Olympic Games, despite all the recent turmoil for the sport outside the ring. And she's also been shedding some light on why women's boxing is now blossoming in this country.
You know, it's a long time coming. We've been grafting and grinding behind closed doors for years and years and years, and you know, finally people are starting to see it now, that it's not just to select one or two or three. There's a full squad of really talented women's boxers there, and that's from underage right up into the elite, you know. And again, like I said, it starts at grassroots, volunteering, coaches volunteering in clubs, giving all their hours and times to put into people like me, to people like all these girls here, and we get to reap the rewards then.
Is it frustrating for you? There's so much success once you guys get inside the ropes, but we know outside the ropes, both in Ireland and internationally, there's been so much controversy about governance, about different things. You've expressed unhappiness about things in the past. What are your hopes for the future now? You see the sport again under threat at Olympics.
I try not to let any of that get to me, or I don't think about it, you know, because at the end of the day, I can't control that, or neither can any of the girls on the team control it. They're out of our control, so we just control what we can. And I think all that stuff will sort itself out, really. And I know there's talk of the boxing not being in LA, but I still can't see that happening. That's me personally, like, so I just take each day as it comes. I won't be here in 2028 anyways, that's for sure.
Well done, Kelly, and well done to all the team and all the backroom team as well. Phenomenal effort. Now, the other big news over the weekend was that draw for the Women's World Cup next summer. It takes place in Australia and New Zealand, and the Irish team have a really tough challenge on their hands to progress. They'll be playing the host nation, Australia, in the very first game of that World Cup, then a highly ranked Canada team inside the top 10, and then the best African team of the competition, Nigeria. But Amber Barrett, the young lady who scored that all-important goal to help us qualify, she's relishing the challenge ahead.
I think, obviously, Australia, we know very well from the friendly that we played them in Tala. again, it wasn't that we played a second string Australia team that night. You know, they had a lot of their world-class players were playing there. Sam Kerr was playing, Mary Fowler was playing, you know, top players. And, you know, we had to compete against that. And it's the same with Canada, like the list of players that they have, you know, they're definitely one of the best teams in the world at the minute. You know, there's no getting away from that. They are also current Olympic champions. So it's not going to be an easy game. But also then looking at the other teams in the group with Nigeria as well, we're playing, I think at the minute, they're definitely the best African team. Look, it's filled with challenges. You know, there is no, you know, and, you know, it's kind of funny that, the best team in the African continent were fourth seeds into the draw. So it just shows you like the talent that's there. And I think the caliber of players that all the teams have, but, you know, we can't ignore the caliber of players that we have on our own team. I think, you know, we can't be going into this World Cup with just saying, oh, look, we're really happy to be here and it's just going to be a holiday for us for 4 weeks. I think ultimately the first thing is that we back ourselves to get out of the group. We know it's going to be really, really difficult. But, you know, if we don't have that aim to at least, you know, get into the next round, you know, why are we going there at the same time? So, look, as difficult as it will be, we know ourselves that we definitely are capable of getting out.
They absolutely are. I don't think anyone is going to fancy playing this Republic of Ireland team. The Premier League leaders, Arsenal, held to a 1-1 draw against Southampton. Newcastle are into the top four. They had a 2-1 victory over Tottenham. Aston Villa, 4-0 winners over Brentford. Leeds lost 3-2 to Fulham. And Leicester beat Wolves by 4-0. Aidan O'Rourke and Paddy Carr have been nominated as joint managers for the Donegal football job next season. That's according to the Donegal Democrat. They're reporting that the pair will go before the clubs for a vote tonight. Mark Allen won 8 frames in a row to defend the Northern Ireland Snooker Open. He trailed Zhu Yulong 4-1, but he went on to win it 8-4. In racing, the big dog won the Munster National Limerick, and Max Verstappen won the United States Grand Prix for Red Bull, secures the constructors' title as well. That's your sport for now, but sports updates throughout the day on the RTE Sport website and also the RTE News app.